Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude to you today on this amazing day. I'm wishing you very well. Peace of mind, bliss and joy, love and light coming your way from the mountaintop today. I am Lisa Giroux, sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity. Today we're talking about stop complaining and start loving and living. It's amazing. It is so amazing that in this day and age, coming into the age of enlightenment, and this is probably why we see so much complaining, offense making, or people who take offense, we are absolutely devastating not only our planet, but our own personal ecosystem and environment, our mind, our body, our relationships, by this toxic act of complaining. Let's take a breath here. Let's take a moment. Let's get grounded and let's let this energy flow today for the benefit of all as we say for you to do so, feet flat on the floor. I'm working with one of my healing stones today that I have been using in meditation for love and light, bliss and joy. And it's part of the new medicine tool teaching. And we're using the angel bell as always. And we're going to just take a breath and come into this moment in time where life is occurring. As we breathe into the heart, down from the heavens, into the heart, surrender and releasing down to the earth, all the way to the core where we see our connection, reminding you of the importance of a daily grounding practice as we choose to be here, fully present, awake and aware now, grounded in the earth, feet flat on the floor if it's safe for you to do so. And we're just downloading, unloading, letting go, releasing, surrendering all to the earth. And we are seeing ourselves connected here. We're seeing ourselves as rooted firmly within the firmament that supports each and every one of us if we choose to do so each and every day and just allow the unloading to happen now with our exhalation. All your fear, all your judgment, all your criticism, all your condemnation of yourself and all others. And the reason why we get grounded and just let it go to Mother Earth is because then it is transmuted. And as the crystalline core receives this energy, we then begin to draw it back up into our body. It becomes the wisdom. And into our body, we breathe it up now. Up the energetic channel into our heart, loving ourselves just as we are so that we can love everybody else upon the planet and receive the love from everyone else upon the planet. And as we send it out the channel, up through the crown chakra, out to the ethers, where we see our higher self now, looking down upon our physical self now and smiling, smiling at all of our humanness, our foibles, our mistakes, our giant screw-ups. And we become at peace with that as we strengthen that channel. This is the God self, and we see ourselves dancing with the divine out in the ethers all the way across the universe, and then let our love and light rain down upon the earth as we ask that the two-legged, the four-legged, the winged, the furry, the fin, the creepy crawlies, all the stones, the water, the trees, the grasses, that they all flourish upon the earth in love and light. So that is. And now, from this ascended point of view, we are taking the lower, the below point of view from the earth, and we're imagining from our heart space, the earth space, the universe space, that it's all moving out, out, outward, to a point of communion all the way out. It'll look like a triangle. Moving out, and then it comes all the way around and back into the chakras, so that we are now standing within this diamond, this pyramid shape, this triangle, this very powerful geometrical design. And we're clearing our back away, because remember, the back stores all those things we don't want to see. So take a breath now and just witness and recognize where you stash your complaining, your judgment, your criticism, where you have stashed all of the complaints and the judgments that were cast against you. And we're going to surrender that to our full awareness, our attention, this moment in time. Right? We're looking at it, we're loving at it, we're bringing it into our awareness, in through our heart space, loving ourselves just as we are, and now we're releasing that, letting that go, and we're just asking to be divinely guided, protected, directed, effective in all that we're choosing to do as we bring about peace of mind, well-being, bliss, joy, love, and light. Now, so very needed. Namaste. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being here today. And today we are talking about the frequency of complaining, the devastating frequency of complaining. And it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. Present tense. Words are powerful. It is the first teaching in the Bible, in many teachings, in many traditions. It's what Don Miguel Ruiz shares with us in the Four Agreements, be impeccable with your word. The word is something that we must honor. And we honor it because the power of words come through the thought. So there is thought, and then there is words, and the words come through that very energetic design center that is the throat chakra. So every word that we throw out there is a seed, and the more we connect to that word, the more we nourish our seed. It's like when we are planting. Remember, we're planting, you know, creeks, brooks begin to flow, and buds appear. We're in that time of the year where we're needing to give away the toxic frequencies, the toxic chemicals, the toxic connections of, today we're talking about criticism and judgment, so that we can plant the seeds and be prepared for the time of spring, so that by the time spring comes here, we're not still connected, directed by the frequency that is contaminating the landscape of complaining. I wrote this little bit on Facebook, I think it was this morning, yeah, a little bit ago, and I went to this fantastic party last year, and you know, if you used to know me, you know I was party girl, but you know, I only go out. I don't go out very often, and I went to this great party. Got to see some wonderful friends and old acquaintances. And as I was grazing around the buffet, because that's my favorite place to hang out, you know, I couldn't help but overhear several women, mostly women. I heard a few men complaining. Mostly, they're complaining about how poorly their sports team had done. But this frequency of complaining, they were complaining about everything, right down to, of course, you know, the point to where it was almost absurd. It became ridiculous for me. I couldn't even stand in that frequency. It became so, it was brewing. It was like a brouhaha of complaint around this table filled with food in this beautiful home, filled with fantastic people. And yet all these people could do at that moment was gripe and complain. And I thought that very strange. And I thought about it in my own history and way back in time. I'm taking you for a little walk today. It's a beautiful day, and the kitty cat's at the window, so I have to let the kitty cat in. Because it's such a beautiful day. She's out playing in the springtime we have here in the mountains. And in the place in my past when gossip and complaining and bitching and moaning were my way of expression, okay? It's a form of expression. It was how I used my breath, my words, my creative power, and what it gave me was more opportunities to bitch and moan, cry and complain about all sorts of things. All sorts of things. And the idiocy, the crazy thing about the complaining is that it really doesn't solve anything. It really doesn't solve anything. As my journey has progressed towards my continued expansion into love and gratitude, I realized that the devastating effect that complaining has not only within my body, if I'm in a position of where I haven't managed myself, where I am out of present time consciousness, and let's say that I would want to, I don't know why, but let's say I would complain about my husband. Maybe he left his shoes out. And, you know, maybe that was something that would get me absolutely riled up. My choice. Had nothing to do with him and everything to do with me. So in the work that I do with my clients and students, I have very low tolerance for the frequency of complaining. And what I try to do is to shine that mirror back on them for two reasons. One, I don't want to take it into my energetic field. And two, we are unconsciously complaining. I don't even need to put the word complaining on there. We are unconscious. The fully awakened, aware person does not complain. When the shit hits the fan, and it will, the fully awakened, aware person comes to present time consciousness and begins to do everything in their frequency or power or vibration to take action. Suffering, pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional in all manner. So today what we're doing in these new 30-minute teachings is we're witnessing that our words are powerful and that from these words, in the beginning it was a thought and then the thought became a word and then the word became a deed and the deed became an action and the action became a thing. And this thing of complaining is blanketing the earth right now. Now, I know some of you are complaining about the snow on the East Coast. And, you know, that's a really great challenge. And I see some of you are having to shovel out and, you know, shovel roofs. And some of you may have lost power. And, you know, the ones who are making the most of it are the ones who are weathering the storm, which can also be life, with grace and goodness and glory. I saw somewhere today one of my nieces and her husband, their family, they built the coolest snow fort. So they're out there enjoying as much as they can. Now, the choice to complain or not to complain, well, is it a choice? Can we choose? Of course. We have free will. We get to choose. But we're recognizing that the superior mind, and that's what we're moving to, remember, we're moving into the God mind, into the Godhead, into the Christ consciousness, into fully awake, aware, just being fully present here and now. So the frequency of complaint, the choice of complaint is ours. But we have to witness and recognize it. We have to take that first step and become aware, don't we? Awareness is always the first step. So let's take a moment. Let's go back to that space and that place that we created in the beginning with the relaxation technique there. And let's take a breath and go into the body. And let's just notice, where did you learn to complain? Who taught you to complain? Who taught you that it was okay to bitch and moan and gripe and complain? And judge and criticize. And if we take that one step further with all the finger pointing that's going on about them and that and you know, this that's making me so miserable. Recognize that you're only doing that to others to the degree that you're doing it to yourself. Take a breath here. Surrender, release, and let that go. The antidote to complaint is through our gratitude. The antidote to judgment and criticizing is through our self-love practice. The antidote to living in low frequency and vibration is to forgive ourselves for continuing to allow it. So whatever you learned, your mother writes and complained and bitched and moaned and cried and whined about her dissatisfaction with you or her, your father or whatever it was. If you witnessed, you know, any of that, are you willing to love and forgive yourself now for allowing that to be your experience? And if you're willing to forgive yourself and love yourself enough to reach for something better, just a bit better, with this breath, we surrender, release, and let that go. Very simple, but it's not always easy. Because as the groove deepens within us to where, you know, we saw our mothers complain and their mothers complain, and, you know, and then we married a complainer and they are energy drainers. So from this relaxed position, let's go to the heart space and let's just thump that thymus. Remember, the thymus is the key to our awakening and budding spirituality, and it is also the seat of our immune system, and it's good to do every day. But right now we are doing it with the intention of being awake and aware within our body, loving ourselves just as we are here and now. Not complaining about our big hips or maybe our, you know, saggy bazooms or our droopy arms. We're loving ourselves in spite of our droopy arms. We're loving ourselves into a new vision of ourselves. We're seeing the power restored to the mind and the body scape. It is our personal power comes through how we think and feel about ourselves. And in the beginning, we might have that we make. So in the beginning, if the word is God and the word is self-love, so we have to begin to language difference. We language the landscape to a better place. We language the physical landscape of our body towards peace of mind. Through that peace of mind, the vibration shifts and it becomes that healing vibration. Remember what we talked about in the great, as the great Isaiah scroll dictates to us. We go to that place within the mind, the pineal gland, we would call it today. That is the second place and space where we connect thymus up to the pineal, outward in that triangle again. And we bring that awareness into the body. Take this from us and replace it with something better. Because remember, as we're shifting, as we continue to shift, as we continue to expand, as we continue to become more awake and more aware and more conscious, as we come to true feminine power, not through sexuality, not through, you know, that was our 20s, as the wisdom now returns, remember, as we cast out all of these frequencies onto the planet, and now we are coming into a place of our power as women, as we move 40s, 50s, 60s, beyond, we are now reclaiming that which is beneficial. and letting the other be cast aside. So today we're taking action. Today we're witnessing and recognizing that we might be a little gripey and a little moany, a little complainy. We're loving ourselves because of that. And we're loving ourselves enough to say, if I'm complaining, I am not in present time consciousness. If I'm complaining, I'm not connected to source. If I'm complaining, I am not living in my full potential. If I'm complaining, if somebody else's, you know, some other frequency has hijacked my peace of mind. This criticism and judgment is devastating to the soul. And this criticism and judgment that is devastating to the soul is devastating then to the physical body, and our immune system goes wonky, and that creates lack of ease, and that causes dis-ease in the body. So as we wind this down today, this 30-minute teaching, we're recognizing now from our heart space where we've been thumping our thymus, even though I had to run out of the office there. I'm on the other phone today. We are now going to move up to the throat chakra. This is the design center. The throat chakra is where our words emanate from. It's true power. How are we going to use our true power? Are we going to cast out words of love and light and bliss and joy? Are we going to continue to judge, criticize, and condemn thems out there that aren't doing it the way we want to do it? The way we want them to do it. And as an Aries, that becomes my challenge as well. So on David Hawkins' scale of consciousness, what comes from power, what goes from force to power is we have to get up above that point of neutrality above 200, recognizing that 80% of the population is vibrating below that level of 200. They don't know how powerful they are. And they're sitting there bitching and criticizing and casting out this negative energy to the rest of us, and we must deflect. And that is the importance of our grounding practice, and that's what we're talking about in the new teaching moving forward, absolutely. So we are now just, if you're not there yet, you're jumping up that scale of consciousness, going from shame and guilt and apathy and grief and fear and desire and anger and pride to that point of 200 that is courage. It takes courage to do this work. It takes courage to say halt to the family line of criticism and complaint. It takes courage to say that I will no longer allow that into my physical body, into my mind, into my heart, into my hearth, my home, my work, my relationship. No longer are we allowing people to go on and on and on about all the shit that has happened in their life that is sad, their sad story, if they're telling their story not from the perspective of the wisest. Remember the culture that, you know, if you told your sad story more than three times, the wise ones would take you and dangle you by your ankles over the cliff until the wisdom rose within you and you told your story from the point of, yeah, that happened, stronger for it. And I want to share my experience, strength, and hope with you so that the hell that I witnessed in this lifetime has caused me to have compassion and courage and kindness and faith and wisdom and awakeness and awareness and consciousness and fill the universe with our consciousness. We have to make that shift. We must. Because thems and those that are vibrating less than 200 become the useful idiots. Or really unuseful idiots for those of us who are trying, wanting, willing to create something better here and now. So keep tapping your throat chakra, that bridge between that which is mysterious and unknown and that which is known. As we move into our consciousness decides what is. Our consciousness decides if something is amazing and a blessing. Our consciousness decides if something is horrible or a curse. our consciousness is our free will, but we have to awaken to it. We are all fulfilling our own prophecy based upon thoughts, words, actions. So today, the call to action is take a breath, the first nutrient, and release. Manage that physical landscape. Are you hungry, anxious, angry, longing, lonely, tired, or thirsty? We have got to manage every day the physicality that houses the soul. Then we make that connection. We take a breath, we drink some water, we get some protein, we move the body, we say, okay, Lord, show me now my bliss and joy. Please show me now my bliss and joy, because it is. It already exists. It's there. It's just scarred and marred and covered by complaining. It's vibrating within your body, lack of ease, dis-ease. It's turning into something that is rigid. It is bitter. It is angry, crumbling your foundation. So manage the physical body. Take those 8 steps that are taught in Simplicity Spirituality. Get your free copy. It's about to go to press. I'm so very excited. So we then witness. It's like, okay, all right, I'm a little complainy today. Huh, that's interesting. Isn't that interesting that I'm not my highest, most perfect self? Or I'm not witnessing my highest, most perfect self, because I always am my highest, most perfect self, right? I'm just not willing to see it today. And won't you show me? Won't you guide me, guardians of love and light, Christ consciousness, Jesus Christ, whoever you call upon? We have to witness that. We have to become aware before we can really take action. And then we move into that heart space. We're breathing. We're like, okay, something's happening here. I want to witness it in my body so that I can bring it up and out. Okay, somebody taught me how to complain. Somebody told me that complain is okay. And I want to make a choice. I'm taking my free will. And the only way I can take my free will is to be conscious. And the only way I can expand my consciousness is through my practice. And my practice of peace of mind, well-being, love, and light. And it starts with this breath. It starts with being fully awake and aware here and now. It starts with sending out love and light from this space. It starts from recognizing something different. So we move our body. We get into the body and we really move it, don't we? And then let's say that you really have a trouble with complaining, that those little tweaks and little teachings. Then my recommendation to you is to get a rubber band and put it on your wrist. And every time you complain, you give it a little snap. That's how I quit smoking cigarettes. Believe me, my wrist was a bit bruised for a while. But we do this with love and light. We put a rubber band on our wrist. And we say, oh, I just snapped my rubber band. We put a rubber band on our wrist and we say, oh, them's there, that, the weather, did it, the pizza's too cold, he was mean to me, she was mean to me. We just give it a little snap. And then we go into the gratitude practice. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm now fully aware and awake and able to send out love and light. So I hope that helps you out today. Stop complaining. Start loving and living the life of your dreams. It is up to you. You're fully capable. It is possible. I am Lisa Giroux. So happy to be sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity. I hope that you will share this message with others. I wish you well. Please join me on the Reiki with Lisa fan page and let me know your experience as we move toward loving ourselves and everyone else on the planet. Infinite love and gratitude, love and light, bliss and joy. Namaste.